Hello, 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 everyone. My name is Awilda.
And my name is Charlene.
And this is Let's Talk and Inspire. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. 2020 is here, Charlene.
I'm so excited and happy about life.
Like, it is so amazing to know that we're living our best life. We're living our best life. But we do want to take the time. I know that it is past, but we want to say happy belated birthday to Dr. Martin Luther King. We appreciate so much, you know, the fact that, you know, he was such an amazing pillar, you know, to our society, to our culture, to, you know, give us that, you know, freedom of speech, you know, and that equality and that respect and everything that, you know, that we have today. So definitely, definitely grateful. And, being that it is, you know, it's been that his birthday passed, and it's always so commemorative, and, you know, we celebrate him. We observe it today on Monday, you know, we appreciate it. So yes, yes, yes. Dr. Martin Luther King, forever and always.
Thank you so much for being a pillar.
And which brings us in today to our topic, which is definitely, like, you know, the fact of communicating and not communicating aggressively and being verbally abusive, or, you know, like, yeah, verbally abusive or being aggressive towards another human being. And it's important that we remember that we are humans, and we always want to treat someone how we would want to be treated. So it's very important that we are impactful, so anything that we do can cause a domino effect in the lives of others, or, you know, in your own life. So when we speak about this, what is one of the main points that we're going to talk about today? We're going to talk about tones. So tonality is very important. It's not what you say actually at times that matters. It's how you say it.
That's right.
So I can definitely look at Charlene and say to her, but I don't understand why you were being so rude. Why were you being so obnoxious? And, you know, why the hell do you have to act that way? Right? And Charlene is going to look at me like, this bitch is stupid. Like, why are you talking to me like that? You know? But if I go to Charlene on a different tonality and say, Charlene, I just don't understand why, you know, you were being rude or you were being disrespectful at that time, or I just don't understand, like, what's going on. My tone is very different. I had a high-pitched tone about to slap her, aggressive, and you can tell that in the way that I was speaking to her. Whereas in the second example, my was very monotone. You know, I was very, like, stagnant, same low-key pitch voice, because I want to understand what was it that happened and why was it that Charlene did what she did that I felt was an offense to me.
Right. And the thing is, too, that, like, tone is everything. Like, at the end of the day, like, I feel like people respect you more, and they respect you more, and they're open to listen to what you're saying, because tone makes them feel safe. So if someone is going to be aggressive, it makes you feel defensive. And if somebody's going to be monotone, it makes you feel safe.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So I feel like that's going to be the opener of whatever conversation you're trying to have, whether it's constructive, whether it's, you know, serious, whether it's whatever it is that you want to talk about. When you speak to someone in a monotone voice and allow them to feel safe, it's easier for them to be more receptive of whatever it is that you're saying.
Right. Which then brings us into what next topic?
Choice of words.
Okay. And when we talk about choice of words, we talk about the importance of, it's not, you know, I can disrespect someone and be impactful to their life, to their career, to their upbringing, if I'm using the wrong words. Like, I cannot go in there and disrespect someone just because I feel that I have the authority to do so. Or, you know, words have meanings, guys. And if we are saying the wrong words at the wrong time, we can honestly, it could be detrimental to the person that we're speaking to, you know, and they hurt from that. Words are hurtful if you don't use them in the correct format. You just can't go over there and try to assume that, you know, you can say this to somebody and it's going to be okay. It's not okay. We have to learn that we have to be able to choose the correct words at the correct time.
Right. And the thing is that choice of words too is is it's always gonna, a choice of words is really gonna be something that at the end of the day you remember always, you know. Like I said in the IG video, people won't really remember what you did or what you said, but they always remember how you made them feel. So that's why choice of words is very important. You have to make sure that whenever it is that you're speaking, that you're choosing your words wisely. Again, all things that we've heard before, but you don't realize how impactful and how much of a foundation that becomes in your life when you want to communicate with those around you.
That's true.
So, like, you have to just be aware. You have to make sure that you are being rational and not emotional, because emotions will, you know, lead you to that. Which brings us to our last point. And our last point is making sure that whenever it is that you are going to have that conversation, or whenever it is that you are going to respond, that you are responding rationally and or communicating rationally and not emotionally. So you're going to allow yourself to have some time in between responding or communicating with someone who has upset you, hurt you, disrespected you, made you feel any way that can cause you to be defensive in responding or in trying to communicate.
It's important that you let things cool down. Cooling down is important because you have time to think. You know, most of the time it's so easy for us to be in the moment and want to respond and want to act accordingly, or we think that we're not hot and heavy or bothered. And it takes time to understand that you need to let yourself relax and take a step back, because sometimes, you know how you're in an argument, mm-hmm. and then you're like, yeah, and I said this and I said that, and then 2 hours later you're like, dag, but I could have said this and it would have been more impactful and I would have gotten my point across more. Like, it just, it's a change of pace, and it's also a change of respect to yourself, because if you have to speak, like, remember that when you speak, like, you're being impactful, good or bad, and it's also a domino effect. So you have to be careful. Like, you can't just speak out of anger that one moment, because your tone is not going to be correct. The choice of words that you're going to use is going to be incorrect. And then now you didn't let things run its course so that you can gather your thoughts and actually, when you speak, be more impactful. Like, it's so different when you've been heard, played, tried, or, you know, any of those negatives, where you take a step back and you think about things and then you recuperate your mindset, and then you come back and you say, hey, you know, I can't really talk to you right now, how Sherlyn had said in the live, but give me a few days or give me a moment and I'll get back to you. That's, like, honestly and truly, like, a respectful slap in the face. Like, yeah. I'm going to let you have your moment of fame because you think that you're so going above and beyond. But in reality, I'm going to give you my honest feedback when I am able to comprehend what you just threw at me, right. Basically. So
the thing is too that, like, when you have choice of words, it's important because the choice of words that, you know, that you project, and even not only the choice of words, just everything, choice of words, tone, cooling off, everything, like, it all comes together. Like, you can't even have one without the other. It doesn't even make sense for you to be in a situation where you can't use all of those bullets.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's,
it's all tied in.
It's all tied in. Like, in order for you to have a successful conversation that's going to lead and be led exactly the way that you should, from your part, do it, you need to make sure that you have all those 3 points.
So with that, we would like to say thank you so, so much for always joining us, for always being a part of our day-to-day. We appreciate every single one of you. Please tell your friends to tell their friends, to tell everybody to follow Let's Talk and Inspire. And also our IG, you know, our IG community is growing, and you get to see us live. I know that a lot of you love the podcast because you can hear us and you don't really have to pay attention to a screen, and we appreciate you for that. But if you're ever in the mood to just laugh a little bit more or see us on the screen, just reach out to us on Let's Talk and Inspire all together, one word, on IG. So we want to say thank you. We hope you have a successful and amazing week. Wishing you nothing but the best. And we'll talk to you next week.
Take care.
Bye.